Hello, this is Jay at the MyGeekGarage.com. Just want to talk about some useful apps that I've found that worked well on the Nokia Lumia 800, and I presume any other Windows phone device as well. When you get it fresh out of the box, there's a lot that's already integrated in that's easy to use, but I found these to be a nice addition as well. So they're all available at the marketplace. Some are paid, but most of them are free, or you can at least try it before you buy it. All right, the first one I thought was very useful is called Connectivity Shortcuts. It's basically what it is. So you put the tile on your start screen, and one click away, you can turn on and off your Wi-Fi, data, Bluetooth, and also put in airplane mode. It's really nice. WhatsApp is a very popular free texting app that's across platforms like BlackBerry and Nokia, iPhone, etc. You can actually text with your friends and family all over, assuming they have this particular app, and it's very, very useful. You can use it over Wi-Fi or 3G, and it's one of my favorite apps. You can even send a voice recording or even a file or an attachment photo to the other person as well. I just connected with my cousin the other day who lives in Shanghai, and I haven't talked to him in years, and we discovered that, hey, we each have WhatsApp available on our phone, so we communicated that way. TuneIn Radio is internet radio, and it's much better than the internet radio app on the Nokia N8. This particular one, I believe, may be for all Windows phones, if not for Nokias, but what I like about it is that in the different menus within the TuneIn Radio, after you search for something, it gives you actually the program listing. Like on ESPN Radio, you get the primary, it's not just a local affiliate, it's the primary ESPN Radio feed, as well as the programming. So it's kind of like looking at a TV guide, but for online radio stations. It's really nice. It's one of my most used apps. AppFlow is just an alternative to the marketplace to find apps in the marketplace. It's just a way of reorganizing it, finding what's hot, what's new, et cetera. So it's an interesting way to discover new apps that you may not have been able to search for. The Weather Channel is nice to pin it on the tile. At the start in the tiles menu, you get the current forecast, et cetera, self-explanatory. Flashlight X is one where you just one push it. I put it on my start tile menu as well. Pin it to the start menu, just click it, and automatically your LED flashes a flashlight that you can use in the dark, of course. Foursquare, MetroTube is a YouTube app that allows you to upload videos, actually. And SuperTube is a different YouTube app that allows you to download YouTube videos to watch offline. PhotoCrop is pretty much does what it does. There's no cropping or editing features built into Windows Phone, so PhotoCrop is a very simple one to do, and it saves it into the saved photos folder. Rowy or Seismic for Twitter. Even though Twitter is integrated, if you manage more than one Twitter account, I recommend Seismic. It allows multiple accounts in the free version. Rowy, I believe, is a try it before you buy it type of, and they both look almost exactly alike. Very subtle differences, but that's another popular Twitter app. I don't believe it accommodates multiple accounts, though. Weave is great for newsreader. You can even add your Google account reader, Google Reader to Weave, and it's a very nice, fluid way of looking at all the different news and allowing you to share it as well through Twitter or Facebook, which is nice. And the major news outlets, CNN, USA Today, New York Times, Time Magazine, and BBC all have pretty decent apps. There's one interesting one called Neurons. Yeah, you heard right, like the brain cell. Neurons is basically a listing of video feeds from TED, RSA, Fora TV, and Science Dump. So it is what it is. It's a lot of smart stuff. Of course, ESPN or the ESPN Score Center are two different apps. If you use Dropbox, you can get access to your files using Box Files for Dropbox. That's the name of the app. And of course, Kindle is available for Windows, and it's really nice to have that for travel. So there are many more in the App Store, of course, the marketplace, but feel free to try these out. These are the ones I mainly had time to try out. And in addition to, of course, a lot of the built-in features within Windows Phone. So if you have any comments, leave a comment. That made sense. All right, till next time. Talk to you soon.